The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Leopard Spots. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, I am finally in good shape again after a very trying time in the city of Philadelphia, PA. How I get into bad shape concerns Spider McCoy, a prizefighter named Pigsfoot Grudy, and a citizen named Caswell Fish, who is not a prizefighter, but nevertheless gets into the ring with a coming champ. Well, I am sitting in Mindy's one night when I am joined by Spider McCoy. Now, Spider is a prize fight manager and also a good friend of mine. So when he joins me, I am glad to see him. And the scene is as follows.
Hello, Broadway.
Hello, Spider. What is the score?
Well, I ain't counted it up yet. But I see you are doing nothing, so I come over.
I am glad you do.
Uh-huh. Say, how would you like to take a little run over to Philly, PA?
Why?
Well, as you know, I am the manager of Pigsfoot Grudy.
Good old Pigsfoot. How are his eyes?
Eyes? Eyes? There was something wrong with his eyes?
The last time I see him, they are giving him trouble from staring up at the bright lights over the ring.
Oh, that. It is only temporary.
It lasts only about 10 seconds. But what is this about Philly?
I think maybe you would like to be Pigsfoot second there.
Uh-huh. Who is he fighting?
Chester Nubs.
Chester Nubs? Spider, why do you not put old Pigsfoot into the ring against a platoon of Marines?
Well, Chester Nubs needs one more match to warm up for his bout with the champ.
He could not even work up a freezing temperature fighting Pigsfoot.
I look at it this way. It takes Chester 2 or 3 rounds to get warmed up. Pigfoot's always good for 2 or 3 rounds.
Then he gets careless.
He has a glass jaw.
And not a very good grade of glass. Well, it is his affair and yours.
Uh-huh. Will you be his second?
The way I look at the fight, I will be his last. But, okay, I will go with you to Philly, PA. So, that is why I find myself in Philadelphia, PA, one night in May. Spider, Pigsfoot, and myself have a hotel room, and I am sitting there reading the evening paper. It is 2 days before the fight. Spider is out someplace, and Pigsfoot is just staring at the wall, which is his favorite occupation. Like I say, I am reading the paper, when all of a sudden I hear...
Oh.
Do you say something, Pigsfoot? You will have to speak plainer.
Oh, Broadway, I...
Pigsfoot, what is the matter?
Oh, my stomach. It hurts awful. I think I am very sick.
Oh, you better get over on the bed.
Oh, come on. Oh, do not bend me, Broadway.
Here, lay down.
Well,
easy.
Everything's all set, we... What is the matter?
Spider, Pigsfoot is sick.
Sick? That cannot be. He fights Chester Nubs in 2 days. Pigsfoot, be a man. Get up. Speak to me.
Oh.
Maybe you better call a doctor.
A doctor costs money.
Look, Pigsfoot fights in 2 days. It is more than somewhat of a cinch that he will not be able to go into the ring against Chester Nubs, bent over like a headwaiter with important customers.
I guess you are right. All right. We will call a doctor.
So, we call a doctor, and it seems that Pigsfoot has something called an appendix, which is more than somewhat troublesome. Well, it is a few hours later, and Spider and me are sitting outside Pigsfoot's room at the hospital. Spider is saying...
He has to get something wrong in his stomach. Why is it not in his head where there is nothing to get out of order?
Spider, do not look now, but coming down the hall is Jack Keegan.
Chester Nubs' manager.
Uh-huh.
How will I explain this to him?
I do not know. Maybe if you show him Pigsfoot's appendix.
Well, 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 Jack Keegan, of all people.
What's the idea of telling me on the phone that Pigsfoot's out of the running?
That is true.
Yeah? Spider, what are you going to do?
Jack, short of canceling the bout, I do not know.
Listen, we ain't going to cancel this bout. Get a substitute.
What? Where will I get one?
That's your problem, chum, but get one. And see that he's no better or no worse than Pigsfoot. I'm taking no chances on my boy getting rough just before he meets the champ. This is a warm-up bout, just training.
Yeah. I see.
And another thing. All this has Chester upset.
Huh? How?
I spent 2 years building him up. And I've spent 2 years trying to convince him there's nothing wrong with him.
What are you talking about, Jack?
I'll tell you. Chester is what is called a hypochondriac.
I think he is a heavyweight.
Oh, you dope. That means that he thinks he's got everything wrong with him. If he sees a picture of a handkerchief, he catches a cold.
Oh, and you are afraid this will give him an appendix.
This morning it did, until I reminded him that his was taken out 3 years ago. Now, you got to get a substitute and fast.
What if I cannot?
You will, or I'll see to it that you don't book a fight for the rest of your life.
Yeah, okay, Jack. I will see what I can do.
You better. And I want to see the guy you pick. So long.
What are you going to do, Spider?
Oh, Broadway, I do not know. Can you think of anyone who wants to fight Chester Nubbs?
Nobody with a head in working order.
Yeah, that is what I think. Everybody dodges him. Hey, look. There is Pigsfoot Nurse coming out of his room. I got to ask her if maybe Pigsfoot can make the grade by day after tomorrow. Oh, Miss Nurse.
Yes, were you calling me?
Yeah. How is he? How is old Pigsfoot?
Mr. Grudy?
The same. How is he?
Oh, doing very nicely. He has a fine constitution.
Sure. As long as he is not hit in the jaw, he is all right.
Are you relatives?
No, friends.
Oh, well, he's fine. Nothing to worry about now.
Then he will be able to fight the day after tomorrow?
Fight? What are you talking about?
He means go into the ring and fight.
Are you... Oh, you're joking.
No.
That's ridiculous. You'll have to excuse me now.
Say, she is not a bad looker. In fact, she is almost 100% perfect.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. Maybe Pigsfoot is luckier than we are.
Pigsfoot. I stopped thinking about him for a couple of seconds. Oh, well, come on, Broadway. Let us hunt up a substitute for the fight.
We leave the hospital, and Spider is feeling pretty bad. We are walking down the street when suddenly Spider stops and says...
Broadway, look.
Where?
Leaning against the lamppost, up ahead.
So? I see a citizen of these parts. What about it?
Look at the size of him. What do you think he weighs?
Oh, roughly 200.
Now listen, let's go up and talk to him.
What about?
About fighting.
You are crazy. He is a stranger.
So much the better. I will have an advantage over him. Come on. How do you do, young man?
Huh? Oh, hello.
Can you direct me to Oliver Street?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm a stranger in Philadelphia.
Oh, so? I take it you are from someplace else.
Bellburg, Pennsylvania.
Bellburg? Oh, sure. Nice city.
Oh, it's not a city, just a village, but I like it.
Yeah, certainly. How does it happen you are standing here just doing nothing?
I'm waiting for my fiancée. She's a nurse in the hospital.
Well, this is a coincidence for sure. I, too, have a friend in the hospital. Do you work here in Philadelphia?
Oh, no. I came here to visit Babs, my girl. She'll be off in an hour.
Then you have an hour to kill.
Well, yes. Why?
My name is McCoy. Spider McCoy.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you. My name's Caswell.
Mr. Caswell, I'm glad to meet you.
Oh, that's my first name. My last name is Fish.
Indeed. That is a coincidence also. My mother's cousin's name is Haddock. Oh, this is my friend Broadway. Broadway, meet Mr. Caswell Fish.
How are you, Mr. Fish?
Fine.
You are on a vacation, Mr. Fish?
Well, sort of. I came to tell Babs that just as soon as I've got $200, I'll buy a half interest in a lunch wagon back home, and then we can be married.
Uh-huh. Then I take it you do not have the 200, Fish? Dollars?
Why are you asking all these questions?
Look, there is a coffee shop across the street. Why do we not repair to it and talk?
What about?
About $200? Maybe even $250?
What are you up to, Mr. McCoy?
My ear's in trouble. But you can help me, and I will be able to help you realize your dream of having half a lunch wagon. Let us go.
Now, there is nothing that Spider McCoy does better than talk. So it is no more than 15 minutes later, and he has got Caswell Fish talked into fighting Chester Nubbs. I am not happy about this because I am beginning to like Caswell. He is a nice young guy, but the thought of $200 gives him a case of temporary insanity. Caswell agrees to meet Spider at the gymnasium to start training. He has got one day to get ready. Then at the gym, the scene is as follows.
Well, Broadway, I feel much, much better.
Look, Spider, what about this Caswell? He knows nothing about fighting. He knows nothing about Chester Nubbs.
What he does not know will not frighten him.
But the odds are a little more than 6-5 that Caswell Fish will take a terrible shellacking.
He is big and strong. He will recover quickly. Besides, does he not get his 200?
How much do you get?
1,800. But look at all the worrying I do.
For who?
Now look, I am making Caswell Fish very happy. He gets his dough. He buys half a lunch wagon at Belburg. Gets married.
I have a funny feeling that the wedding will have to be postponed until he is able to enjoy it.
Shh, look. Here comes Jack Keegan.
Well, Spider, where is he?
Who?
Didn't you call me and say you'd found a boy?
Oh, sure. The Leopard Kid.
The who?
The Leopard Kid. He is called that because of the animal in him.
Never heard of him.
Between you and me, neither does anyone else.
What?
Look, Jack. You know the fans will pay to see Chester fight, even if he goes into the ring against his own grandmother. What difference does it make who the Leopard Kid is?
Spider, so help me. If you're pulling a fast one, I'll kill you. I didn't bring my boy up from ham and egg prelims to see him get shelled by a lucky beluga.
Jack, this can never happen.
It better not. Now, another thing. Chester goes to see Pigsfoot at the hospital. He sees Pigsfoot's nurse there, and he falls in love with her.
What is the matter with that?
Just he has stopped training to be at Pigsfoot's bedside because Babs is there.
Oh.
I am now going to drag him away from Babs Kugel. I'll come back later and see your boy.
Spider, what if this Caswell Fish does get lucky?
Not a chance. Watch it. Here he comes.
Well, Mr. McCoy, it's all set. I called my girl and told her I took a job upstate and won't be back for a week. You see, that way she won't know I'm going to fight. I don't think she'd like it.
Sure. Now, we better get to work.
Sure. Gee, $200 just for fighting.
You ever fight before, Caswell?
No, I don't like to.
You do not like to. I see.
But I'll do it, because it means Babs Kugel will become Mrs.
Well,
Caswell.
What is her name?
Babs Kugel. She's a nurse. Why?
Nothing at all. Except that I think I will need her very soon.